Okay, Dave, just tell us a little bit about your art.
Basically, I do a lot of comic book and horror-based art. My style is kind of noir, kind of 50s inspired. And I'm a big fan of like EC Comics and Jack Kirby and kind of all the stuff from the 50s and 60s. I also love Mike Mignola and Hellboy and Sin City and Walking Dead, you know, comics like that. So kind of like I love traditional superheroes and I love horror.
Okay, you can see a lot of that in your art also, you know, a lot of, like, what you said, the noir, Tales from the Crypt kind of thing going on. What was your childhood like? How did that kind of influence your, you know, your art style?
My childhood was, I grew up in Queens, New York, and I was kind of left to my own devices a lot. I basically got into comics when I was, like, in fourth grade, and I was always watching horror movies and stuff on TV, like Saturday afternoon. I don't remember a lot of my childhood, so I don't know what that says about it, but I really just kind of remember reading comics and watching TV.
Okay.
And kind of drawing in, you know, my corner or whatever. I don't really remember school or friends or anything like that.
I think that goes for a lot of people here right
now. Yeah, probably. I'm sure.
So what are you looking to accomplish, like, as far as your art goes? Are you looking to, like, kind of get on a comic, or are you looking to continue, like, doing, like, you know, the single sketches like you're doing?
Well, yeah, I've done some self-published work in the past. I'm going to be doing, actually, my first book in a long time for another writer. I'm going to be starting working on that in a couple weeks, actually. But, yeah, I'd love to get on, you know, a superhero book, a book for Dark Horse, anything like that. I love sequential comics, but I also do, you know, single pieces too. Really, just whatever's thrown my way, I just sort of dive into.
Okay, let's see, you mentioned that you have that noir influence and a lot of the horror and stuff like that. What's something that you like that people wouldn't expect based on what they've seen so far here?
People are actually really surprised when I tell them I'm a big fan of, there's an illustrator, Yoshitaka Amano. He did a lot of stuff for, like, the Final Fantasy series, stuff like that. Because his style is very loose, he works in watercolors, and it's just totally different from, you know, the sort of rigid, dark ink lines and stuff that I do. But I actually really envy an artist that's that free and that can really let loose on the page like that, because I tend to be very strict with myself and a little bit confined. And you know, when an artist can work loose like that, it's really cool. I'm actually into a lot of different artists, especially in comics. I can usually find at least like one or two things that I like about it. So it's kind of one of the only areas I'm really open-minded in is art. I can pretty much look at almost anything and find some kind of value in it. So.
Okay, if you could work on one series that's currently, you know, being produced right now, what do you think it would be and why?
I mean, I would love to work on Batman. I mean, I think it would be a good fit with the noir, horror, dark style. Anything like that, like Hellboy. I'd love to do my own stuff. I'm, you know, currently writing two comics that'll hopefully see the light of day at some point in the future. But, yeah, I think Batman would probably be the ultimate.
Okay. For people that are interested in your work after this interview, where can they go for more information?
You can go to davefoxart.com for my art. And I'm also on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I have a blog. It's all Dave Fox Art. And I have a band that's Dead on a Friday. You can go to deadonafriday.com. And that's a punk rock band, and we play in New York City.
Okay, what instrument do you play?
I play the bass, and I'm the singer.
Okay.
And I write the songs and do the artwork for the band. So... that's sort of the other half of my life.
How do you think it all ties into the comics?
It's all stuff that, well, in two ways. One, when I draw, or most artists, when they draw by themselves, about 8, 10, 12 hours a day. And when I'm doing the band stuff, I'm in front of an audience and I'm with people. And I'm collaborating with other people in my band, and I get to, you know, talk to people directly, which is another reason why I like doing conventions, because I can actually get out of my cave and, you know, actually communicate with people, which I think a lot of artists are kind of starved for, human contact. But the other thing is, you know, punk rock and comics, they just go together really well. They're both about just sort of asking questions and, you know, they're subversive, they're counterculture, they go against the norms. There's just a huge, I guess, there's a huge amount of ideas that are being passed and forth in both genres. There's a lot of creativity, and you know, I've actually met a lot of people through the shows that listen to punk rock and got into my band through my artwork. So there's definitely a lot of crossover. And you know, whenever I talk to people at shows, a lot of them always grew up with comics. And I don't know if it's just a misanthropic thing or you know, sort of setting a guy apart in the corner kind of thing, but they always seem to go together.